All right, we're going handheld style, up close and personal this time.
Okay.
Because it's about to get real the same as last time, but just different camera angle.
There you go.
I've been doing a lot of thinking since our last video.
Yeah, I hope so. It's been a little while since we did it.
Hey, I thought about a lot of things. I couldn't stop thinking.
Right.
Actually, your brain just goes.
It does.
I mean, there were periods there where I may have, you know, not been thinking much when I was asleep. I don't remember. But we were talking about how to explain what it is we're doing here.
Yes.
This is the way I'm going to explain it this time. I'm going to say...
Are you going to explain it every time we do one of these?
Yes.
Okay.
We are going to watch the 25 best... We are going to watch 25 of the best Christmas movies according to a hodgepodge of lists from the internet.
That we've never seen.
That we've never seen. Oh, I forgot that we've never seen. That we've never seen, yes. But here's the thing. Last time we were discussing two different things, and they got confused in the comments, I think.
We were discussing two different things?
Yes, we were discussing how do we explain it in a video, but also in the comments, they seem to take that to mean how do you title it? And that's a different thing. How do you title the final video that we make, that we do? You see what I'm saying?
I mean, I guess so, but I think that I've read the comments, and I think that the titles that people were suggesting, in my opinion, also describe what we're doing. Not in your opinion, because
no,
you
want to
be all like specific about
it. No, a lot of those titles I think are great, and I will probably use one similar or maybe exact to what someone said.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that, like, I think you could just say those words and it explains it.
Not enough, because people need to know, what do you mean by best Christmas movies? Where are you getting that from? You know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I think people... Yeah. I don't feel like... I would not feel like I need to be, like, hyper-specific about all of this stuff just because some people get their undies in a bunch about Christmas movies, because who cares?
That's what makes me and my videos is I worry about the bunched undies.
Yeah. You know? I mean, yeah, it just seems like it would take a lot.
It's fine. I'll worry about the writing of the intro of the video later. But a lot of you had great suggestions as to the 25 best Christmas movies that we've never seen. 25 of the top ranked Christmas movies we've never seen. We watched 25 of the top ranked Christmas movies we've never seen. Something like that. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good title for the video.
Totally.
Yeah.
Love it.
This time, we are watching Dr. Seuss's The Grinch.
Yes.
2018 animated Grinch movie. Not the original. Everyone's going to say the original's better. I will probably agree.
Yes. What's the original?
It's 1960s.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that.
What? Okay. Well, this might be a travesty to watch this one first. But
I mean, I've seen the Grinch movies, just not the original one.
Yeah.
I've seen others.
Which ones have you seen?
I saw the one with, was Jim Carrey the Grinch before?
Yeah.
Yep. Saw that one.
Yeah.
Saw, I don't know, some else.
There's another animated one, I think, after that.
I think I might have seen that. I don't know.
And I've only seen the first one, and that's it. And now I will have seen this one.
You haven't seen the Jim Carrey one?
Parts of it. Seen parts of it.
Well, it's been a very long time, but I remember enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
He's very good at the physical comedy.
Jim Carrey? No.
Yeah, it was a fun time.
Yeah.
So let's watch this crappy one.
Well, it is interesting. This one's on the Rotten Tomatoes list, and it's like low on the list of 63 Christmas movies.
Yeah, I don't understand the Rotten Tomatoes list.
Yeah.
Because there were things missing from there that I I mean, yeah.
This is why you explain where you're getting your lists from. Anyway. this one's not even rated that highly, even on Rotten Tomatoes, yet they chose to put that one on the list. It's low on the list, granted. I expect it to be fine. A fine Christmas movie that kids would like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's maybe pretty much what I expect from
it. We'll love it. As I understand it, the Grinch himself is more of a sympathetic character in this one.
Oh, that'll be nice for a change.
Yeah, less Grinchy.
Less Grinchy.
And he's Benedict Cumberbatch.
Well, that'll be also nice for change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, are you ready to watch it?
Yeah.
Let's talk for another 5 minutes.
Okay.
About how we're going to title this video, the ultimate video that we make. See, when it comes to titles, I think... Let's watch the movie. It's all over, and it's definitely the same day. We finished it all in one sitting for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I just, you know, my favorite thing to do is when I'm in the middle of a movie is get up and go change clothes.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta... moods change in a movie, clothes change during a movie.
That's what they say.
Yeah. And what'd you think of the movie?
I loved it. I thought it was great.
You loved it?
I loved it.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a sucker for Christmas movies anyway. Mm-hmm. I like the Grinch story every iteration of it I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I particularly liked this one.
Why is that?
It was very... I like that, that the Grinch's, like, motivations were clear basically from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I
you mean like he had a backstory in
like
this one.
I mean it was very clear that he was behaving the ways that he was behaving because of his trauma that he experienced as a child. That you know he's like still carrying that with him, and even like even while he's being terrible you can see like regret and sadness and anger and fear.
Yeah, he was definitely a more fully realized character. They didn't, besides just being a grump, they gave him a reason for being a grump.
Mm-hmm.
Or a Grinch, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he green, though, and no one else is green?
Just because of the reason.
Oh, I forgot. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the explanation.
You're welcome.
I liked it. I liked it. I think for all the reasons you said, I liked it.
Yeah.
Felt a little long to me, though.
Well, I mean, it did take us like a full 24 hours to watch it.
It did.
I mean, the same day.
Sure, sure, sure. I like there are definitely some funny moments. The little girl with the trying to rally her friends to kidnap Santa.
Mm-hmm.
Or just
catch him.
Catch him. That was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. I think kids would love it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to watch this one again with Ada.
Yeah. Did you know? I got some trivia for you.
Okay.
I looked up trivia, and I found one piece of interesting trivia. Okay. I found lots of trivia, but none of it was interesting.
Okay.
Except for this one piece.
Okay.
And you probably don't even remember. At the very beginning, when Don, who chases after the bus, Don, at the beginning, I think it's the mom who chases after a bus, or someone else who chases after the bus. It's
the mom.
And they, and yells, "Sam!" That is based on a scene in the movie Speed.
Oh.
When Sandra Bullock chases after the bus.
Oh.
And yells, "Sam," I think, as well.
Wow. Well, there you go.
And we just watched a Sandra Bullock movie. I just found that so something.
That is a very something fact.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How does the little girl get back uphill? She does a lot of sliding downhills.
Yeah, she's got like a weird ski bike thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then she also rides like an inner tube.
Their house is on the top of a hill.
They showed her at one point when they were going to her friend's like treehouse thing.
Yeah.
They did show as they were coming to the treehouse, that was uphill, and she was just pedaling, and it was just going and kind of like defying.
They live on the top of a hill, and whenever she goes somewhere, she hops on her sled. Or was it a sled?
I think it's like a ski bike thing. Ski bike. But she also sometimes rides an inner tube with
and goes down. And it seems like a very, very steep hill. I worry about her general health.
I mean, if she can ride that thing uphill back to her house, she's probably just very healthy.
That's true.
Very strong.
But injury, strain.
I mean, she's really small, so she doesn't have a lot of physical weight to move.
Maybe okay. It's just... All right. That reminds me I should go for a jog later.
Okay.
Okay.
Reminds me that I shouldn't.
Okay. At the end of...
Sorry, I'm yawning.
Well, I got some... you having fun?
Yeah. I don't know why I'm so tired every time we watch this movie.
There was comments about how they wanted to know what movies we were watching so they could watch them along with us.
Oh, okay. Well, we're watching The Grinch this time, so watch this video.
Yeah. Duh.
Duh. What are we going to watch next? Are we going to tell them all the movies?
Well, we don't have to tell them now, but I could probably put a list below.
There you go.
Of movies that we probably will be watching.
Yeah.
We don't know 100%, but most of them.
Almost certainly.
Most of them in the list below. I don't know the order we will watch them. I don't even know what my name will be when we're done watching them.
We could pick which one we're going to watch next.
I'm pretty sure I know what my name will be when I'm done watching them. I could change my name at some point.
You going to change your name?
No, probably not. But people change. Next. Well, we did say at the end of the last one that we were going to watch Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah.
And we did in the future.
Yeah.
Do we want to watch that one next?
Sure.
What if we just say we're going to watch that one next at the end of all of these and we end up watching it last?
That'd be really funny.
Well, and the secret's revealed now. I could cut that part out. So next, let's watch Miracle on 34th Street.
Okay.
All right.
I think that sounds great.
I don't think I'm going to cut any of that out. Okay. You made a joke.
Mm-hmm.
When the Grinch, I just want to recreate this moderately good joke. It was a great joke for in the moment.
Yeah.
When the Grinch returns all of the stuff,
mm-hmm.
and you say, whose stuff is whose?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, we know it's whose. Because they're whos who live in Whoville. Also, her name was, what's her name? Cindy Lou. Cindy Lou Who. Does that mean her last name is Who? And if so, is everyone in the town's last name Who? And if so,
are they all related or do they just all have the same last name?
Yeah. Or is her last name Lou? And then they just all tag Who at the end of all of their last names.
No, I don't think your last name is Lou.
Well, I hope so, because that makes more sense.
No, I don't think that's
so. Everyone in the town's last name is Who. They're all in the same family.
No. I mean, like, every person with the last name of Smith is not related.
Okay, I suppose that's a little confusing then, but I who am I to judge? Are we done?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays. And
be well.
Mm-hmm.
And let's watch another Christmas movie.
Well, not right now.
Miracle on 34th Street it is.
Mm.